What is up, Survivor Maniacs? Scott and Lindsay here to break down the penultimate episode of Survivor Season 44. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. She cannot be the winner. I know a lot of you thought she would be, but Jamie is gone from this game. We're here to break it all down for you. What's up, Lindsay?
You're giving Jamie a hard time. I don't like it. I think she played a good game. I think she made some good moves. They gave her a little bit of a funky edit there with giving her some dunce things that happened. But, you know, I don't think she fell for something crazy by finding a fake idol that was purposely given to them. So sorry to see Jamie go. But, you know, I do think we've got some really good players down here in the home stretch.
I found this episode to be interesting, but almost like interesting in its attempt to misdirect and have you convinced that Carolyn was going to go home here. So much so that I had like begun mentally preparing myself for it.
Yeah, they really did a great job of making it seem like it was Carolyn's swan song.
Started like having to like talk myself into like new potential final threes and how this might shake out the rest of the game. And then of course, Carolyn stays in the game. So as we go into the final five, we do still have the three Tika. And then we have Lauren who pulled out the immunity win here. And then Heidi, who I think a lot of people have had kind of penciled in for being long in the game because she had the idol.
Immunity win for Lauren though.
Yeah, second win for her, which I had forgotten about the first one already. So this was a timely win for her because I personally thought that one way or another this week we were going to lose either her or Jamie.
I believe you predicted Lauren was going home. I believe I predicted that Jamie was going home.
Yeah, but my point is like, so we don't know whether Lauren would have gone home here had she not won.
I knew. That's why I predicted it. I think I predicted a few things in last episode that we recorded. I predicted that Jamie was going to go next. And then I predicted that Heidi, if she could play the idol correctly, could win this game, would be the winner of this game. She did not play. She didn't play it wrong, but she didn't need to play it. She played it unnecessarily, which some would consider that being misplaying it because, you know, she might have needed to save that for the next tribal. The only thing I can think, and hear me out here, I have a theory. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that maybe Heidi did not misplay this idol? Heidi will still be the winner because Heidi, they showed us that chase for, they showed us her getting up early. They showed us that chase of people looking. She already has the second one. And then it's going to be some sort of a reveal. Is it possible that she played it because it didn't matter and she has earned her way into final?
I mean, that's certainly possible and certainly in line with like the new way that they kind of like reveal things after the fact for effect.
I'm just wondering, they showed us everybody looking for it. And other than that lizard egg moment where, you know, they found a lizard egg in the tree and it made me wonder, can you eat a lizard egg? Which that answer has not come yet. Do you know whether you can eat a lizard egg?
I do not believe.
If you were starving, would you do it?
I believe you might get repetitis. No, I don't know.
okay. Somebody let me know what happens inside of a lizard egg? Is it, I don't know. Is it like cooking a chicken egg?
I don't know. Let me ask you this. So we've seen a couple idol plays recently. Let's rank them in their order of, I mean, I think the best idol play by far was Danny's earlier in the game when he plays it for Annie. Then, but what's funny,
know how much I love you playing randomly, making me rank things.
Well, okay. So I'll frame it differently then. We don't need to rank it, right? I'm just saying that. So last week we see Carolyn misplay her idol as far as I'm concerned. But she opens this episode sort of standing by that and saying she didn't misplay it, you know, even though she didn't need to. You could tell the producers kind of think she misplayed it by the way they did the music cues during her explanation there. I will say though, like, I feel like that was a much better play than Heidi's, right? Because Heidi playing it on herself in a week where she did not need to play it on herself at all. I think that's like worst case scenario.
Well, let me hypothetical this out because Let's say Carolyn did not use it on Carson. Is it possible that Carson is more easily swayed here with a more eager Jam to betray Carolyn? Did something
that's
about
what I mean. That's
how,
what I mean.
Did something about how Carolyn played it for him
yes.
make him more likely to want to truly stick to the final three? I think that's possible. So
yeah. So in my ranking,
argue that she didn't misplay it.
So my ranking of what I was getting at was that I personally think the best possible way to play an idol is the like sort of unselfish way of playing it on someone else and doing it successfully.
Regardless of whether, right, you needed to or not.
Well, no, this is the order I'm putting them in. I'm saying that no, I would not. So I would say playing it on someone else successfully when you needed to, i.e. when Danny did.
Yeah, right? Obviously.
Okay, that's number one. Number two is playing it successfully on yourself when you needed to, right? So when mm-hmm. you would have been out if you didn't play for yourself, that is number yeah. two. Number yep. three is then playing it on someone else, but you didn't necessarily need to, but however, you garner the favor with mm-hmm. them and it at least shows that you were going for it and you were trying to use it on somebody else. Then last is what Heidi just did, which is playing it on yourself when you didn't need to play it.
No, so, I think last is not playing your idol and going home with your idol empty handed.
Sure, but among playing.
But yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. That's a good list there.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but I think that it's still, I mean, why they showed us this huge idol search. Why did they show that to us? Right. Don't you think it's possible that Heidi found it and hence why she played? I mean, I don't think in general, it's crazy that Heidi played her idol here. Like, look at the numbers.
I mean, look,
down to,
is it possible they showed it to us?
People who have been working together the whole game. Like I do not, it was either going to be probably she thought Heidi or, you know, Lauren's immune. So either her or Jamie. So I don't think it's crazy to like misplay this here. I don't
yeah,
think it's a terrible,
I don't know
terrible
how
move.
How often this happens is that this type of thing happens and they don't show it. But to me, if I'm playing devil's advocate, the reason they may have shown this idol search, even if it didn't come to anyone finding it, was that it might have potentially been interesting because I personally have never really seen during like the blackout sort of night vision view, someone see someone else get up and then like wake someone else up and say, now we have to go look. Like that I found was pretty interesting, whether someone found it or not. So that might have been why they showed us that, even if it doesn't lead to them finding it in that, you know, sort of searching session.
Yeah, showing Carson being astute at all of these things, but they have shown us before. Like,
can I say something about Carson? You can tell me if I mean, I don't know. I think it's a compliment, okay? But I don't know. Every time I like see Carson and watch Carson, I feel like he would make a very good babysitter. Like, I would love for Carson or someone like Carson to like babysit our kids. What do you think about that?
He's like fun, but seems responsible.
He just seems like smart, but also kind of whimsical and playful and nice and goofy. And he'd play with the kids, but he's also
okay,
really
yeah.
I'd let
you know? I'd let Carson babysit.
But also,
kids.
I think sure. like I forget exactly how old he is, but he's
definitely
very, like,
a youth. Compliment. Yeah,
he's very
like
youthful. He's very youthful, right? He kind of feels like a kid at heart, but like you feel like he, you know, obviously you get a look at his decision making process here. He's obviously like you know a really smart guy. I mean, obviously he's like studying to be a rocket scientist, whatever, but I'm just saying like, just like, I don't know, just his vibe. Like, I feel like.
I get it. Speaking of, can we announce here on the podcast that we will be getting a babysitter on Saturday just for Bronwyn and not for Brock because Brock will be coming to his first Challenge Mania show.
I mean, you can announce it, but now people are going to have like stuff for him to sign and shit. So good luck.
Yeah. You got to get a line going for Brock.
So, all right.
This will be longer than CTs or.
Probably not as long as CTs, but okay.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
So
yeah, so anyways, with my predictions, I think if Heidi just wasted her idol there, not that it was like a flagrant waste, but if she wasted, I don't think Heidi. That was my prediction. I'm going to stick with it. If she played it because she has the other idol, then I think Heidi's going to win this game, but. I did call Jamie leaving, and I did call from the beginning of this game, the very first episode, even preseason, the three people that I kept saying were, do you remember, Jam, Heidi, and Carolyn. And I think one of those three people is still going to win the game. So I think I'm in two seasons in a row of really calling this.
Yeah, you are really big on the prediction. You're like, you're,
what do you mean I'm really big on the prediction?
I don't know. It's like the prediction with the caveats, if she does play the idol correctly and blah, 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 and this and that. I don't know.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, no, it's fair. Okay, well, let's get to a few
questions. I want to know, why do they keep saying that Tika was in the majority here? Can you explain that to me? Is it just because the other three were not like a cohesive three that they're saying that they're in the majority? Did you realize that like everyone, Tika and the other players kept being like, well, now Tika's in the majority. We were worried about Tika being in the majority, but it was 3-3. So I don't understand that math. I'm missing something here. Other than like, I guess they are a firm three versus the other three are maybe not working together, but could work together. So I was confused why that was such a set thing and why there was no discussion about the three of them working together to try to get a Tika out.
Yeah, I half think it's that they mean that they're a group of three, whereas the other three are sort of, you know, three people, but are they a
group? It's not just people doing terrible math.
It's that too, maybe, you know.
And I wanted to comment further on something we said at the very beginning of this podcast, which was the swan song to Carolyn, which seemed to be, she spoke about being an emotional player and why she didn't think that that should be something that took away from the game that somebody was playing. And obviously that's something that I agree with, and something as a female, I think I'm excited that people are voicing, you know, and verbalizing in a way that I think people respect. And, you know, I think like Carolyn is like paving the way for that kind of player, especially female players. And so I'm excited for that. I did think like based on that, it was possible they were giving her goodbye. And I also think that the faces she does, and yes, Carolyn makes a lot of bold faces, but she seemed to be taken aback, I would say, by some of Jam Jam's statements at Tribal Council pertaining to how he was going to vote in a vague way. And it did seem like he was hinting at that. So my question to you is, was Jam Jam playing that up to make Jamie feel comfortable? And was it a surprise to Carolyn? Did she, you know, was she in on this? You know what I mean? Was she in on it? Or was,
yeah, I mean, I've said this all season.
Genuine reactions.
Well, because this is the thing about Carolyn,
if she's
right?
In on so, it. Like she is just, mwah.
Well, she's dude, just, here's the thing. She's so, let's be honest. Like, I don't know a different word to use. She is so weird and over the top with her facial reactions and stuff when she is being genuine, right? That, for instance, like last night, let's say she was doing it to make Jamie feel comfortable and make everyone feel, although Jamie had already played her shot in the dark, right? So it didn't really matter. But like, you know, let's say she was doing it for show. That is probably precisely how it would look, very over the top and obvious. Let's say no, Carolyn was legitimately worried about Jam Jam turning on her. And every time he said something cryptic, she genuinely believed it might have been him sealing her fate. And she needed to like the shot from the perspective of where you see Jam Jam in the foreground and she's in the background, like doing all this stuff. Like if you were a director, you'd be like, all right, tone it down a little bit, like a little over the top. Like it's hard to believe either. It's hard to believe that she believes it or that she's faking to sell it. So, but what's crazy is that about any other person, you would say that she's been like through and through making these facial expressions in the background and foreground of all shots and tribals since episode one. So, I have both not been able to pin her as being an accomplice and kind of doing it for show, or someone who has maybe legitimately been concerned cannot hide her sort of like feelings of unrest. And thus it comes out either way. I don't know. So have that's you, where I'm
have,
at.
Yeah. Have you seen this clip of Carson going out of this immunity challenge? Have you seen it?
No. And to be honest with you, I believe I was like getting something out of the kitchen when he got out. So I didn't even see it. In real time.
When I told you to come back and not worry about it.
To be fair, I didn't know people would be out in 7 seconds. So
there's a clip going around that I could believe Carson threw this challenge. I was curious your thoughts on that.
I wouldn't be surprised because he was out in 7 seconds. All right.
What did you think of the sanctuary foot massage?
You're really present. Relying heavily on this sanctuary where good things happen. It was fine.
I guess my first thought was like I like foot massages. I like massages a lot. I especially like foot massages, but like I don't know. I feel like a foot massage is something that like your tribe mate could give you. No.
What dictates when Jeff is like specific, both about what a reward is and B about describing it, and when it's just kind of vague sandwiches? Like for instance,
sandwiches.
But like at times it's PB&J. It's like very specific, right? And then at times it's sandwiches, and there's like a variety.
Of sandwiches, right. Better.
But like for instance, I think he said cookies, but like clearly I don't know if there were more, but there were macaroons or macarons or macaroons, whatever you call those the things Brock likes. Like, you know, he could have referred to those by name, you know, like, so I wonder when.
That would be like, I want to see a sketch of just like him being like specific things, you know, like, and he will take you to the sanctuary. Well, there will be like raspberry fruit tarts. And
I'll be honest, like I do drink iced tea, but I do not covet it.
Medium the way that, rare lamb.
The way that he says iced tea. I mean, again, like, look, I get that some people really like iced tea, and I know that for a lot of people, that don't drink coffee, tea is like a caffeine alternative, and I know that like
kind
of
dehydrating, to be honest.
I know a lot of people once they're sober, it's like an alcohol alternative, whatever. I do like iced tea. I prefer like unsweetened iced tea, but in no way have I ever coveted iced tea the way that Jeff Probst says iced tea. Like,
but you've also never been starving.
Right. But my point is that like, I just feel like when he says these things, the specific of what something is should be like, oh, wow, I'm glad it's this and not something else. And to me, I just feel like iced tea is only slightly better than water. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause to me, cause as somebody who drinks iced tea, I just
maybe
like
an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, or lemonade or something, or like juice. Or I mean, he did say juice, whatever, but like, you know, soda, beer, whatever, I can totally get it. A smoothie.
Chocolate milk. What is you're going to the sanctuary and there's going to be some sort of like luxurious activity and food. What would it be for you?
All right. You're going to go to the sanctuary where good things happen. And we're going to give you your phone back and you're going to get to scroll Twitter. You're going to get to check your fantasy leagues. You're going to get to go and peruse the net, the news.
No mention of his family, everyone. Just fantasy league. And
well, I'm trying to think realistic here, like what they would let you do. No, I'm kidding. But like, I mean, I it's hard to say because I'll be honest, like, do I now? I know you're a big massage person, foot massage. I'm not really to begin with, but I also find when there's like an activity like that, like to me, it's like almost less conducive to the conversing.
You know what? I would love like a dentist appointment. Like I'd love like a real.
You're
going
to go to the sanctuary where you're going to get a root canal.
As somebody who brushes their teeth 5 to 6 times a day.
Where someone's going to come in and clean your teeth.
No, I genuinely would love like a professional. And it's not like I enjoy them while I'm there, but I would like to feel like my teeth were super clean.
I just like, for me, it was like very awkward transition when Jam was like, oh, I love this massage, but we have to talk strategy, don't we? You know, like, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't want to have to say that and like interrupt a, but anyway, I mean, look, it is what it is. At this point, we've said it about 50 times. Every time they like mention we're on day 23, whatever, we're kind of like, it takes a little bit of the luster out of all this.
I don't care. I don't care how long it is. But like, I can't help but
no. What I mean is
he's like,
structurally
Jam hasn't eaten yet. I'm like, yeah, it hasn't been that long. I don't know.
Structurally, game wise, I don't feel it impacts the flow of the game that much. The time that I do think about it is when, like, you know, again, what you're talking about, the idea of their, you know, like I'll be honest, like sometimes I go 3 weeks without iced tea by accident, you know? So it's like, you know what I mean? Obviously, I'm eating the whole time, but you know what I mean. And, you know, so But I'm, but even like talking to people, like I think like there's been times like I've gone maybe, I don't know if I've gone 3 weeks, but I've gone like a week or two without talking to my mom by accident, you know? So like, I'm just saying, and like, and that's different for every person, but I just think that that is more where I noticed the like difference between 39 days and 26 days, whatever. And also the idea of like things happening so abruptly after, you know, like, oh, we just did a challenge and now 6 hours later we're in a tribal. And then the next day we're at a reward challenge and there are no like downtime days and things like that. But as far as like the game, I don't really notice that much of a difference on the game. I will say that. Like,
let me make my prediction. If Heidi does not have the idol, I think that Heidi goes next. If she does have the idol, I think she's winning the game. If Heidi does not have the idol, then she's going next. And then I think that these three are going to stay loyal to each other. And I think Lauren will go out. I think it'll be a final three with... You think that Heidi's going to do fire because of all these shots that they've shown.
Yeah. And a lot of people have echoed that sentiment. However, I will say I had her penciled in to win fire. It's possible she also gets thwarted and loses in fire. Right. And that's how we get our final three. But I'll say this,
like everybody's. So we have to believe what they're saying out there because that's what the jury thinks. So it seems like they all think that Carson is the biggest threat to win the game. If he gets to final three, right.
Socially, they're in the everyone loves Carson kind of way. But here's what I'll say. If we're allowed to make caveats, I would have said last week that if she doesn't win immunity, Lauren is going home next. And if she does win immunity, then Jamie is going home next. But I did not know that we were allowed to leave that level of, scenario built into the predictions.
So you think that Lauren goes home and then Jamie and then Heidi loses in fire too?
No, I'm going to still go with my initial prediction, which is that I do think that we lose. So, man, I mean, a final three of Carson, Jam Jam, and Carolyn is only possible if one of them wins fire, right? Like, mm-hmm. for the three of them to go, yeah. one of them has to have went one fire. Yeah. Literally, that's only possible for the three of them to go if one of them beats either Heidi or Lauren. I do feel like of the two of them, and this is what I keep going back to, I think Heidi's been set up more so for the fire narrative. So that being said, for it to be a final three, it would have to be one of them beating Heidi, which I think would be interesting. Of the three, I feel like
Carolyn is good at fire.
Right. So maybe Carolyn beats Heidi in the final four to
go. Let me see. Now, if it was a final three Tika, don't you feel like it could be like a pretty evenly split vote? And if so, how many people are on the jury? Could we get?
Yeah, I don't know.
Could we get a 3-3-3 here?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I don't think it's.
Well, I need to know how many people are on the jury, but I'll do that off. I'll do that off the podcast.
So I think a very common and popular prediction is that Jam Jam wins the season.
Yeah, I mean, that was my prediction before the season started. And the first
Eduardo season. Says, please rank the five finalists from 1 to 5, with 1 being the most likely to win, 5 being the least.
I'll rank for Eduardo. I won't rank for you.
And you're not allowed to have any caveats here, by the way. Heidi's 1 if this, and if not, she's 4. And if this, she's 3.
Did you say that deserve to win or that will win?
Most likely to win.
Most likely to win. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. This is tough. But I think it's going to be, for me, Jam Jam.
Okay.
Carolyn.
Yep.
Heidi.
Really?
Carson, and then Lauren.
Interesting. How much of that is just kind of like a, Because for me, like, you kind of have to do it in, like, a vacuum, right? Where I would think...
I think that, like, Carolyn and Jam Jam are, like, different types of player winners. And, again, I've said from the beginning that I think people are looking to crown different types of winners, like, as far as gameplay and strengths and weaknesses and, you know, self-awareness and how they use that. And so, to me, it's a Jam Jam, Carolyn. And then I think... Yeah, I mean, I think Heidi or obviously it's like, I could see your point that Heidi could win in fire, but I think, you're saying Carson first because he you think it's a final three Tika, right? But are they or is Wardo's question like in a vacuum, just like if all these people were still out, who would everybody
obviously do it in a vacuum or not? But like for instance, I would assume you're putting Heidi above Carson more so because you think she's more likely to be in the final three. If those other two that you ranked above are also in the final three kind of thing. Right?
I just think she's got friends on the jury and I think she's got a game that people respect. And
yeah, I have her fourth. I have it. Jam Jam, Carolyn, Carson, Heidi, Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be more right.
Trevor says, what is the benefit of moving to a new beach? It has not provided any memorable moments. What do you think the producers are hoping to achieve? That's interesting. Why do you think they do this? And we should talk about how they saw it coming and completely removed any of the drama of not having their shit. Why do you think they do this?
I guess to, why do they do anything to add drama to the mix, to add, you know, to maybe force them to have to be like, suffering a little bit more, remaking you know, sleeping arrangements. And I think more likely it's that they have something set up on this new space that they couldn't in the other, and they, you know, some sort of twist or whatnot. It seems super unnecessary to me.
I'm not a huge fan, but I get why they do it, is to try, in my opinion. It has to do, I don't know if they did do it before. I think maybe they did, but with this 26-day season, it's like, you know, they're trying to kind of add a little bit more to it, you know, at the end, difficulty wise. But these guys saw it coming and brought all their shit. So it's like, who really cares?
Okay, so there's eight people on the jury. Mm-hmm. So it could be
4-4.
4-4. But yeah. I guess they always do it. I guess they always do it that way. That's smart. They always do it so that it could be a split between two, and then you can always have the third person
be
the final vote. Whereas it, instead of making it, it could be a split.
God, that'd be crazy if it was 4-4 and then like the third Tika member had to choose between the other two.
I mean, yeah.
Valerie says, a lot of buildup for Jam Jam planning to vote out Carolyn, all for nothing. Why do you think he changed his mind to go for Jamie?
I mean, I think that this wasn't the place to do it. I think they were right. It's like, one, wait one more, right? Because if you're really just concerned about Carolyn here, which like, I don't know why he's more concerned about Carolyn than Carson, other than, you know, why I think that she has a chance of winning on a new jury, but on a new season. But I just think that you wait one more and you make sure you have that loyalty, like you still have to get one more in while you have the majority, you know, because if you get rid of one of your own, then everyone else has the majority. So you gotta wait one more. If he's gonna go against her, he's gotta do it in the next one. But I really think that these people are just, you know, sort of what happened with Dom and Wendell, speaking of a split. Like at some point you just realize you're each other's best bets of just sticking together and making it.
Final prediction going into the finale here. And then what I'm going to do to end this podcast after we give ours is at the end of our interview with Danny McRae, I got his thoughts on the season and also his prediction, which I'll tell you. But then I'll post that so you guys hear that, because that will not be going on the feed till Monday. So you guys can hear at least that part of it today. But I'll just say he does share the thoughts of many. What are you doing? Same deal? You going with the same prediction?
As far as winner? Yeah, I think Jam Jam wins the season. I think Jam Jam wins the season, but like, I don't think Jam Jam would win over Carolyn, which makes me think that Carolyn loses in fire to Heidi.
None of us have predicted this, but.
So this is what I think. I think Lauren goes out next.
Yeah.
And then I think Heidi and Carolyn do fire. And I think Carson wins the final. He takes Jam Jam. And he has, you know, maybe even Carolyn volunteers to do fire. And I think that Carolyn loses to Heidi and fire. And I think that the final three are Heidi, Jam Jam, and Carson. And I think that Jam Jam wins here. That is my prediction.
Can I just say, also, though, like, we're all like, you know, oh, Lauren,
I just don't see anybody beating Carolyn. I really don't.
I feel like Lauren should be somebody people are looking to bring to the end if possible, but we'll see. What about, this has not been predicted by anybody. And a lot of people, I think, are just kind of penciling in Jam Jam. We've yet to really have either Carson or Carolyn come to the conclusion that they should take out Jam Jam.
Yeah.
Is it possible that what we haven't really, I mean, everyone's kind of just like fast-tracked him to win. And he hasn't gotten what a lot of people sometimes in his position as that presumptive favorite will eventually get, is like ousted at four, like a Jesse, or, you know, or a six or seven, like a Omer or a High or whatever. Is it possible that that's what happens? Does either Carson, Carolyn, or the combo of them make a big move on Jam Jam? And is Jam Jam taken out either at five or in fire? And does that clear the way for Carolyn to take it home? Is that possible?
No.
We've all thought of it as the other way. It's possible. It only goes the other way. But like,
but I don't think that's what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in this episode, it was. Yeah. Yeah. No. I just don't see it happening.
But I'll say this. I mean, right now, the general consensus is a version of what you are predicting, right? Like, and myself included, right? We all feel like we are being spoon-fed the narrative of Jam Jam this entire season, having, if you say my name, you're the next person voted out, and then he's going to do that again at Final Tribal, and this and that and the other thing, right? A lot of us, myself included, think that Heidi is primed for a fire-making challenge, whether she wins or doesn't.
And we I also think Tika's going to try to stay together. I think they're going to try to stay together, but my prediction, which maybe isn't as popular, is that they're going to try to stay together, but they're not going to make it to the final.
And all I'm saying is that we have all this general consensus. Everyone kind of feels like that's what's going to happen. And I will say, it seems like, yes, sometimes that's exactly what happens, but then also sometimes it is not what happens, you know? And so I wonder, like, the thing that no one I've heard predicted at all, which, like, going into this episode, I think we all got this, you know, again, everything with the music, everything with
Lauren winning. Is Lauren
no,
winning?
I don't know about Lauren, but my point is, like, with Carolyn, right? So they gave us this episode in which they gave us this really well done fake Carolyn exit, to the point where they literally gave Carolyn the exit episode so that we thought it was hers, and then just gave Jamie this kind of shitty exit because it made it more believable that Carolyn was going home, right? She, to her saying, is this my goodbye speech? And then those visuals and everything that Jam Jam was saying, and then she ends up staying. Is it possible that all this was done not only to give us the red herring of the episode and the suspense, but also to basically show us that, nope, should not have kept Carolyn around, and then Carolyn flips it on Jam Jam, and Carolyn ends up making the move on him and getting the win?
Mm.
All right. Yeah. We'll find out, and we'll see you guys next week after the finale. But for now, we're going to close it out with thoughts from Mr. Danny McRae. All right. My question is, since we happen to be speaking to you about 6 days out from the Survivor finale, have you been watching Survivor season 44 at all?
Of course. I'm a Survivor fan. I watched it before, and I'm in tune now.
I figured. So going into this this final five we got now, first of all, I'd just love to get your overall thoughts on the season, the cast we have left, etc. And then I want to get a winner pick from you.
I'm loving the season. I love how you're not really sure who the front runner is. Pretty much even now, there's still a few different people who could win the game. I they don't have all the twists that they had on my season, and kind of the season's moving after that one. So I'm enjoying the gameplay. I'm enjoying the camp life. Carolyn is an absolute character on there, and I love seeing it. They have some great personality. So I'm enjoying the season.
All right. So if you had to put your money on somebody, I know it's been tough to do so. Like you say, it changes from week to week. Carolyn, Jam Jam, Carson, Heidi, or Lauren, who are you picking to win Survivor season 44?
Oh, man. You know, before last night, I was like, Carolyn. I was like, Carolyn's going to win. Then she started talking too much. And then I'm like, maybe Carson. But I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say, goodness gracious, Jam Jam, for some reason, the way that they're allowing him to continue to say and show him saying that everybody that wrote his name down is now on the jury and all that stuff, I'm like, are they hinting something to us? So I'm going to go with Jam Jam. You know, going out on a limb. I thought it was Carson. I think Carolyn still has a good shot. But I think for some reason he is going to be able to get one of them out.
Yeah, that's, I think, a shared opinion of many. A lot of people picking Jam Jam for that very reason. Derek, I know you just heard a bunch of words and names that mean nothing
Jam
to
Jam.
You. So,
We're going with Jam Jam.
Scott Yeager sucks, and he's a complete piece of shit.
The Challenge Mania shop is open. Head over to challengemania.shop today for the best way to support the podcast while looking good doing it. New designs and items added every few weeks. Maniacs, time to mobilize. Check out challengemania.shop today.